Hello, my beautiful, beautiful friend. I'm here to walk with you as you create the life you're meant to be living, full of peace, joy, and love. And yes, mama, that's possible. This is a safe space to drop the expectations of others, plant yourself firmly in the truth of who you really are, embrace the crap that's got you buried, and start the process of discovering how you're meant to bloom. I'm your host, Brittany Clarkson, and I'm so glad to have you here today on this very special, wonderful episode of Meant to Bloom. I am recording this mid-afternoon, Valentine's Day, and I really want to talk to you about self-love, accepting the love that you are worthy of, giving yourself the love that you are worthy of. Okay, my friend, like it or not, you're going to have to learn to love yourself if you want any of the personal growth, mental health, or happy hacks that you've been working so hard on to stick. If you're not loving yourself, you're not really believing that you're worthy of anything better than what you've already got. You might even believe that you're not worthy of what you already have. It may be a controversial idea, but you cannot fully love others if you don't first love yourself. If you're not loving yourself, you're not willing to accept the love others attempt to give you. And that means you're not fully loving them to your greatest extent. Self-love is not selfish. Self-care is not selfish. They are the basic human needs they are the basic human needs you need to keep you. Wow. I'm trying to read a sentence right now. My brain is malfunctioning. It's okay. This happens. I'm keeping this here so that you know it's okay to be imperfect and you can still love yourself right where you are, even if you keep flubbing on words. I have a tongue tie. I'm not making excuses. It's made me really self-conscious a lot of my life that I'm an adult human with a tongue tie and I literally get tongue-tied when speaking because my tongue doesn't always do what it needs to do. And then it creates this disconnect with my brain and I forget what I'm even trying to say. Anyways, let's just skip on, okay? Letting your soul run dry for the sake of putting others first is slowly killing the goose that's laying the golden eggs. We're going to get into this. In that version of the story, nobody wins, okay? I prefer the story where true love saves the day. That is your story. Okay, let's talk about this. Let me elaborate on that mouthful that was clearly too much for me. Okay, so I want to hit on the point that it's all in vain if it's not in love. It's all in vain if it's not in love. Why are you doing the things you're doing? All day long, you're doing stuff, right? Or you're avoiding doing stuff. Why? Why are you doing the things you're doing? What is your purpose? What is the driving force behind you? Are you doing it just because you need to do it? Or are you doing it so that you can serve? Like, where's all my homemaking mamas at right now? Like, where are all my stay-at-home moms, my homemakers, the ones who are really in this to serve those that they love around them? A life of service does not function properly. It is not sustainable without self-love and proper self-care routines, rituals, daily practices, concepts, you know, throughout your life. It's not sustainable without self-love at the core of it. Okay, so often self-love and self-care get just thrown into this whole idea of selfishness, an idea of it's you putting yourself first, which means you're not picking your family over, like, I hate this concept of it's you or them. You're a family unit. Family is all of the people who live in your home. Homemaking is for all the people that live in the home. It's not you being a servant, as in saying, what I want, what I need is not, it's not important because their needs and wants outweigh mine. You're a family. You are a unit. You are one group of people, and you cannot divide yourself that way and say my wants and needs are not important because theirs are. It's not an us or them. Like, it's not you or them. It's us. It's we. It's a group. It's a collective, right? And there's so much of this thought process. It's a cognitive distortion, actually, to be thinking that it's this or that, when you can have an and mindset. An and mindset says, I can have this and that. You know, you can have your cake and eat it too. You don't have to bake a cake for everyone else in the family and not get a bite of that, right? You get some of this too. And some of it is simply being able to shape what you're doing a little bit, tweak it here and there so that you can either enjoy doing it for them or you enjoy partaking in what is created from the action with them. You know, like if you have to clean the house, like this is your role in your family model is that you're the one who vacuums the floors. If you're sitting here just getting down on yourself and allowing yourself to think these ideas like, I hate vacuuming the floor. I can't believe I'm the one who has to do this. This really sucks. I'm getting the raw end of the deal here. I'm doing this for them and they don't even appreciate it. These are really common negative thought processes that are going to lead you down this rabbit hole, just spiraling out of control. And the fact is there's no self-love there. There's no self-worth there. You're taking away your own autonomy by doing something that you have decided that you have to do. Do you get that? Like, you could show up and be like, I love having clean carpets. I love being able to lay out on the floor because I took the action to clean this floor before. You can see yourself as just the queen of your floors and be like, I did a really great job cleaning these floors. And now I get to live in a home with clean floors. And I, like, hi, it sounds selfish because there's a lot of I in here. But if you're doing it simply for them and you hate the action of doing it, you're actually setting yourself up to resent the people that you love so much that you're willing to do this action that you despise for them, right? There's a lot of ways we can interrupt this thought process. There's a lot of ways we can interrupt these, you know, these actions and these habits that we're in, these cycles that we get into, the patterns, right? You could interrupt it simply by, hey, my 12-year-old kid's old enough to vacuum all the floors now. This is their job and they're going to get something out of it. They're not going to resent me for it because I'm going to pay them for it. All right. Or you can make it more fun, or you can be more enthused about the result of it, right? Maybe you have a specific song that you crank every single time you vacuum those floors. Just one song that really lights you up and you get into it and you just go full Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, like get into it, have a good time. Whatever it is, like it can be anything like that, you know? And a lot of it is simply we get into these habits of not loving ourselves enough to make our chores fun, to make our responsibilities fun, to pass the responsibilities on to someone else. It's really self-love at the core of that. Like if you're not loving yourself, you're not loving those around you. And if you're not, you know, like you build these walls around your heart and you say it's not okay to love yourself. And when you say it's not okay, it's not safe to love yourself, it becomes unsafe to accept love from others. You are going to destroy your marriage and you're going to destroy your relationship with your kids and you're going to destroy your entire family unit if you continue. Like, I'm sorry to be a big downer there. I'm sorry to put that on you. I'm sorry that this is the truth that I have seen in action so many times. But you're going to ruin all of those really good, beautiful things if you keep saying no to love. If you keep saying that you don't love yourself and you keep getting down on yourself and you keep making yourself out to be the worst person in the world in your own mind, you keep just taking a big crap on yourself, right? You're going to ruin these really beautiful things. And you don't have to ruin them. They're beautiful and they're wonderful. And I'm not saying it's all your fault, but I am saying if you have children trying to love you and you have a husband who's trying to love you and you can't love yourself and you can't accept the love they're trying to give, you're going to condition them and train them and teach them that you don't want to be loved, that you can't be loved. And then they give up on trying to love you. People can only pour love into you for so long before they give up and accept that you're never going to accept it. You're going to burn a lot of bridges doing that. It's not going to feel good. You can always come back from it. It's not too late. But this is what I mean when I say it starts with self-love. If it's not in love, it's in vain. Why are you doing the things you're doing? Do it with love in your heart. Do it with love for yourself. Do it with love for the others. Do it with love for the life you're living. Do it with love. And that's only one point that I wanted to hit on today. Let me grab a drink of water. So I really wanted to hit on also what real love, real self-love looks and acts like. We kind of touched on this a little bit. Waking you up to the idea that self-love, love is at the basis of so many more things than what we want to put it. Like, love is all you need. John Lennon, Beatles were right. Love is all you need. I used to really cringe at the talk of love. And like when I say love, I see like butterflies and flowers and hearts and just like this Lisa Frank aesthetic in my mind. I don't know if you're visual that way. When I hear about being in love and acting in love, I very much see this Lisa Frank sort of vibes. And it used to make me want to puke. Like, I love Lisa Frank, absolutely. But when someone would talk about like doing things in love and loving your family and loving your husband and loving yourself, I would roll my eyes and just try not to throw up in my mouth. And a lot of that was because I built up so many walls around my own heart that I wouldn't allow myself to love myself. And everything I was doing was acting against love. And it's like physically made me sick and it mentally made me sick. It was not cool. And I refused to feel any of those good, warm, cozy emotions because I didn't want to. I don't know if anyone else has been there. People have been there. I don't know if you listening have been there. But real self-love, oh my gosh, it's fantastic. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And it's not mushy and gushy and stupid like I used to kind of think it was. And I used to think it was really selfish to like love yourself. I was like, oh my gosh, how can you love yourself? And I was very much like into the Bible at the time and very much into believing the things that the church was telling me at the time. And then I actually read my Bible and I actually started listening with different ears and looking with different eyes at everything I was being told. And I realized that one big thing that Jesus was preaching, like one big like thing in the Bible is love others as you love yourself. That one kept coming back to me and I was like, oh, I'm not loving others because I don't know how to love myself. And when I realized that, so many things started clicking and I started looking at love very differently when I realized that I couldn't love others until I loved myself. I was always putting up this wall, right? Like I was like, if love is a river, I was building dams. I was not allowing water, the water of love, to flow freely between, you know, myself and someone else. I would say, let me pour out this distorted version of love to you and then put up this wall and you're not allowed to give anything back to me. This was a very dangerous, like mentally dangerous place to be. That could have set me up for a lot of really toxic relationships. Thankfully, the only toxic relationship I can really think of that I've been in, I was the toxic person. It was just not a good fit. I was a wreck and I couldn't love myself, so I couldn't love the other person. So I'm pouring out this, you know, venomous love to someone and that's something for another day. It was not pretty. Sorry. Wow. Flashbacks. But what real self-love is going to look like is all the little things you're doing all day done from a place of joy and bliss and happiness. And it doesn't always mean that you're never in a bad mood. It doesn't mean that you're never sad. But when you open up your heart and you tear down those walls and you say, I love myself enough to trust my heart with those around me, and I love myself enough to allow you to pour love into me and not put up these blocks and build these walls and these dams that stop the flow of love, and you allow that energetic transfer, things start to be different, right? You stop that cycle of I'm doing this for this person and I'm expecting this in return, or I'm doing this for this person and, you know, I'm at least expecting respect or appreciation. And if I don't get respect or appreciation, now I have resentment for that person. That's not in love. In love is saying I'm doing this whether that person notices. I'm cleaning these floors whether anyone else in the house notices. And I'm going to be happy about it. I'm going to feel good about it. I'm going to know that I have self-worth even if I don't do a good job. I'm going to have self-worth even if I skip it. I'm going to have self-worth no matter what, and I'm going to love myself no matter what. And I'm going to show up with love for others even if they don't notice, even if they don't return respect or appreciation to me, even if they don't appear to be grateful for the things I'm doing. That's showing up with love when it doesn't matter what they're going to do, how they're going to perceive it, how they're going to see it. You show up with love for yourself, and that's enough, because that gets to overflow to everyone around you, right? Love should be your top goal. Like this year, if you've already abandoned New Year's goals, New Year's resolutions, let's make a shift and say this year, I'm going to continue out the rest of this year, word of the year, whatever. We're going to refocus our goals. And the new goal is to love more, to love myself, to love my home, to love my family. Love is a verb, right? This is an action word. I'm going to act in love with everything I do. You can be sad and in love. Doesn't mean you have to be happy and put on a smile every time you have to do something. But it does mean you're going to do it with love. You're going to do it from the right place. You're going to align yourself. You're going to know your worth, know your value. You're going to know yourself. You're going to love yourself even despite your flaws. That's real love right there. Knowing someone's flaws and loving them anyway. Unconditional love. You have to have it for yourself before you can have it for anyone else. And the beauty of it is that, like, you know all your dark spaces more than anyone else could ever know. You can never know someone else's darkness the way you know your own darkness. And if you can learn to fully love yourself without changing yourself first, you change yourself because you love yourself. You don't change yourself so you can love yourself. If you can love yourself for every darkness and every flaw and every mistake that you've ever made, you can love anyone, right? That's it, my friend. I'm going to leave it there. I love you so much. Have a beautiful, happy Valentine's Day, and please go in love.